You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah. Parashat Ekev, Communal Love. Margaret Mead is famous for saying, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." Whenever I hear this quote, I always think about the campaign to free the refuseniks from the Soviet Union. When Natan Sharansky emerged to freedom, he said, "It was because of the housewives and students that I was freed. It was because of a group of people coming together in solidarity and support of one another and their values that he was released." In the book of Deuteronomy, Devarim, that we're currently reading, frequently we are given an instruction and a commandment that we should love. Most famously for us, we are told, "Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha," you shall love Adonai your God. These words of Torah eventually find their way into our liturgy as part of the Shema. In that moment, the commandment to love God is an individual commandment. We are told, "You shall love God," in the singular. In this week's Torah portion of Ekev, which has several references to love in terms of, again, loving God, it also then talks to us about our obligation to love the stranger. We read that God loves the stranger, but then we read the instruction, "Vahavtem et hager ki gerim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim," and you shall love the stranger because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. When we translate this passage, we lose an important difference that is there in the Hebrew. When we're told to love God, we're told "Vahavta et Adonai." Here we are told "Vahavtem et hager." This is a communal commandment, a communal instruction that we collectively should love the stranger, not simply individually. We might wonder why the command to love God is singular while the command to love the stranger is in the plural. And I think it's because loving the stranger requires us to change the way that society functions, because all too often, the stranger is vilified and demonized for being something other. Only when we come together as a community, when we love the stranger communally, can we impact society and make the kind of difference that is necessary for the stranger to be fully accepted and become a part of society. We need to come together in love of the stranger, because alone, individually, we can't change things. It's only when we come together as a community with communal love that the stranger can truly be welcomed and accepted. Shabbat Shalom.